As I'm taking pictures of the protests happening, I gotta make sure not to take pictures of anybody's faces or anybody doing anything that is considered against the law. Best approach is from the neck down, preferably nothing, no action shot of them doing anything illegal of any sort, destroying any property. Why? Because oftentimes these cops are gonna be looking at our photographs and using that as evidence to try to catch these protesters, and that's something that we can't do. If I'm gonna be out there taking pictures, I'm taking pictures for historical content to document and to make sure the truth gets out there. But I'm not gonna allow people to manipulate my photos to change the narrative and try to arrest people. So best approach is anything from the neck down, even if it's just like large masses of people. Another best approach is taking shots from the back, people's backs, so it doesn't show their faces at all. I like to blur a little bit of the pictures out, or even any of the like brand names that might stick out from people's clothing, just so that it's not easy to identify them. That is probably the most important thing, because as a street documentarian, what I wanted, my whole purpose is to make sure that these folks are safe, and not to help police in any way. So best approach is, for security reasons, no identifiers at all, no brand names. The point is, they should all look the same. The people should all look the same, so that they are not easily caught. I would never want any of my photos to be used as evidence to block any of our protesters away. So that is the approach.